night, WB2YZX, this is the K2YRD group. Yeah, I wouldn't blame you in the least. They're doing so much building, and between the photographs you see circulating around, our money is really being well spent over there. Those nice cheeks and cheekdoms are in the lap of luxury, and we all put them there. You never know. By the way, Charlie and Andy, I had a little chat with John Campbell today. Apparently they have reels and reels of the old police radio cable that they can't use in the subway because it's the non-smoke type of cable there. They have to have a special insulation on them. The only problem is it's reels of the leaky cable. I haven't the slightest idea what we could do for a ham radio application, and it's a shame because the stuff is going to be turned into scrap. You'd think they could turn around and sell it to someplace else they could really use it, but God only knows. That's the way a city agency works. All right, let's go back up to Phil, KC2DXM, and see what else is happening on his neck of the woods. Again, you got the K2IRT group.
W2SBR checking in. How you doing, everybody?
All right, we got Steve out there, too.
Hey, Steve, hold on 1 second. Let's give it up to Phil, and then we'll bring you in. KC2DXM, come on in, Phil.
Yeah, Obi, I'm listening to you about, you know, what you're saying about the future. Next week, as a matter of fact, next Friday, I will met one of the requirements of the Tier 4 pension. I'll be 55. I've got 22 years, so I'm looking in the direction that you're, you know, looking in, but you've already made the grade. You're pretty much close to my age from what I gather, and you've got, I think, 35 years, so you've done more than your part, you know, through all these years. The truth of the matter is, yeah, you're right, it's not like it was, and dire circumstances seem to be looming in the future, but I've got 3 years to do before I can call it, you know, my time to bow out, and I'm going to just have to do the best I possibly can. KC2DXM.
Alright, KC2DXM, you got the K2IRT group. Well, I started in 1970, and I'm going in my 39th year, and, you know, you have a whole bunch of people. They came out with this seniority list, and it's amazing, like the top 150 or top 200 people in transit, a majority of them are in the power department. I don't know, we find a little niche somewhere, and we're very happy, we're content to be there, and we do our jobs well. And now new management comes in and really bollocks this thing up. So, well, what are you going to do? You put your time in, and then you definitely have to move on. All right, let's turn over to Steve now, W2FBR. How did that train run go with that super special muckety-muck pickup that you had to do? W2FBR, you got the K2IRT group.
Yeah, I guess everyone's bridge work is slipping here tonight. W2AZKXZ with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR down here from Keensburg. Well, it went okay. Oops, sorry about that. It went okay. Unfortunately, we wound up following the road in both directions. I went south from the museum. And as it turns out, they put an A in front of me, so I couldn't really open her up, so to speak, and get a good run out of it. We turned at Euclid Avenue, went back north, and Derek on the north end had to follow the road again. Plus, the road that he followed wound up with door problems up at Northern Avenue, so it was a little power stuff, but got a couple of opportunities to open it up. Not very much. Just kind of poked along a bit. So, here you guys talking about retirement. I got, let's see, I'm 42 years old. I just turned 42.
I'm in my 22nd year, 21 completed as of last June, so I got 21 completed and 14 to go, so this will be interesting as time goes on, that's for sure. Even though I'm only on the hour end of things, I know they're going to try and put the screws to us down in the trenches too. I could see it coming. And matter of fact, my friend Stacy's going through the same issues with her job. They got a whole bunch of stuff going on the chopping block where she is. So everyone is shaking in their shoes, and rightfully so. All the CEOs jump out of the windows with their golden parachutes. W2AFD with the K2IRT group, W2FDR.
Alright, W2FBI, got WA2AXZ in the K2IRT group.
Yeah, it's a shame. Everybody is going through it. I used to say that, thank God we've been in civil service all these years. Many people who weren't, you get the plumbers and the electricians and the laborers out there, they are at the mercy of the conditions out there. So far, our area has been pretty stable, and with our seniority and such, it should be pretty stable for some time to come. But it's interesting the way the MTA board got on TV today. They did the meeting and televised it on New York One. And they're going to be cutting so many lines and so many bus routes that people already started howling. By me, what's going to affect me is at nighttime, after 12 midnight, I don't have what they call the B2 bus. That's the one that goes from Kings Highway and on the Brighton line to Kings Plaza. So if I'm lucky, I can pick up a B31 and go halfway to Nostrand Avenue, and I only have to walk 2 miles. To Flatbush Avenue, but apparently the B-31 is on the chopping block, so I'm going to be trekking when I get home at night all the way from Kings Highway to Flatbush Avenue. What a run. Yeah, what are you going to do? Let me just drop this out for a second. Yeah, an interesting note for the gang there. We had our meeting yesterday, and Steve, you'd like this. Talked to Joe Cunningham about this too. They're getting ready in a couple of weeks to totally shut down the Avenue U and the Neck Road southbound station on the Brighton lines. And these stations are going to be shut down for 2 years. And they'll reroute all the local train on the express track to bypass Avenue U and Neck Road so they can totally rebuild the station, put the ADA elevators and all the other stuff in there. It's going to make life interesting because Joe does his Brighton line tours and he hits some of these stations, so it's going to give him fits along the way there. So there's always something coming about. And South Ferry, they're hell-bent on opening up South Ferry December 12th, even though there's no power cables to the rails. Some of the rails aren't in. Somehow we're going to get that thing open. It's always an adventure out here, Steve, I got to tell you. All right, let's go down the list again, up to Charlie, and then we'll hit Andy again, and then Phil. Again, this is the K2IRT group. Just take a moment to see if anyone else would like to check in and join the conversation. Come on in.
This is KP2NT.
KP2NT, good evening to you. Come on in and make one.
Good evening to the group. I haven't checked in for quite some time. Did a lot of traveling and went to time, so I'm hanging close to the QTH. Are you the gentleman that know a friend of mine, Bill Larson, Blake?
Yeah, Bill Larson. Know him very well.
Okay, I haven't talked to him since the summer. And I hope everything is okay with him. I'll probably give him a call one of these days. But I know he is busy with that big project I have going. For those that don't know me, the name is Pete, and I retired from maintenance of way at age 55 and 32 years of service. I retired in 1985, and I've been living a life of speed ever since, so I just enjoy listening to you fellas talking about retirement. Go ahead.
KP2NT, K2IRT. Well, I tell you, there have been so many changes along the way since the time you retired. You'd rarely know the place, but, you know, one of the good things that keeps the stability in the subway system are the people. You have a bunch of level-headed guys that are running it from superintendents on down, and there's no rash decisions being made. It seems like all the higher-ups are hell-bent on reorganizing things. Apparently they think it's for the better. Unfortunately, everybody else and his uncle thinks that they're crazy. But, like a true soldier, we'll follow orders, and we'll have to see what happens. And as for Bill, I get to see Bill maybe about once every 2 weeks in the morning, because he stops off at the King's Highway Station. We have a little chat, and then he goes in his direction, and I go in mine there. Well, being that you've been out since 85, you've really been enjoying it, huh?
Oh, I've been living a life of speed. Not Riley. I don't know how he lives his, but I've been living a life of speed. Doing a lot of traveling, been all over the globe. You name it, I've been there. Still, there's a lot of places that I still have to see. Okay, I will let Bill know if I talk with him between now and Thanksgiving. Let him. I told him about the net. I know he has 2 meters equipment and HF equipment, but you know, the guy is single. And between work, he doesn't let any grass go under his feet. Heard you guys talking about antennas, and I played around with a G5 RV many, many years ago, and I bought, Wyndham, North Carolina, Wyndham, whatever, just to play around with it. But my antenna for HF is a 5-element cubicle quad, 6 meters through 20, so It's a big thing, and so have a lot of fun with that. It's homebrew. Okay, you fellas carry on, and again, I made a note. This is Thursday, and good to know the net is still up and running. K2IRT, KP2NT, listening out.
KP2NT, this is K2IRT. Yeah, you usually find us here every Thursday. Next Thursday is Turkey Day, and we're going to take a day off and let the guys enjoy the bird, and we'll have a rest. Usually the first week of the month, we're also not on. We do a face-to-face meeting at the control center. We'll have to check with Wally tomorrow. I think it's December 4th or December 5th. That's the first Thursday of the month. Maybe the gang will get together, maybe we'll have a little holiday party there and have a little fun. And Pete, if you're not doing anything, join in. What I'd like you to do is, if you can email me at wa2axz@arl.net. Again, that's wa2axz@arl.net. We'll give a shout out to you there, and when we have our little get together, the door is open. You're more than welcome to join us, Gabe.
Thank you very much for the info. Is that info on, bring up your call letters and QRZ.com. Your email address is on it listed?
14-8. Yep, everything's on QRZ, so if you look at K2IRT, you'll find a lot of our information. And as I said, it's fun to string antennas, and it's fun to have room to string up antennas. In my backyard, I've got a homebrew dipole, 10, 15, and 20 meters, made with an alpha-delta joint module layer where you plug in the PL259s. And it's worked out quite well. During the summer months, I actually brought my radio on the back porch, put my feet up, and did a couple of nets in the backyard. But for Phil, KC2DXM, and the others getting on 160, 160 is opening up, and it's unbelievable. Usually after I do my thing over here in K2IRT every night at 8 o'clock on 1.871, 1871,
we've got a big, big group of people that just gets together for a general BS session. And, excuse me, more than welcome to come in and join the fun up there. Because the guys, we just open up the floor to just about anything, and we do pretty good up there. All right, let's go up to the top now, go back to Andy, and keep on going. KF2WR, enjoying his ice cream. This is the K2IRTNet.
All right, Andy, KF2WR here in Woodbridge. I'd like to say hello to both Steve and Pete. Thank you. I know the storm of retirement is really making a job of these fellas. I'm 46 years old, almost 29 years in. Do the math on that one and see when I start. Yeah, it sounds very tempting, but I'm going to stick it out for the long haul and I'm going to leave. It's going to be an interesting trip the whole way through. And they spend a lot of money in this company. And I've seen the South Ferry Station. It's gorgeous. That's the part of it. It's gorgeous. Map, the old slave wall they found, it's just really, really good stuff. But I see them still spending a lot of money out there. I don't know how they manage to do it. So with that, I'll just throw it back over to the box. KF2WR, KQR, up to you in the group.
WB2PQR. Alright, we have Abe checking in, WB2PQR. Abe, hold on a second there. Yeah, Andy, it's going to be a great opening once they get their act together. The guys have been working pretty much 24-7 to get all the parts and get all the cabling in down there. And I've been working with the Transit Museum and the historical people, too, because we're trying to make sure that nothing happens to the original South Ferry Station, because even though it'll still be used as a turnaround, we're going to do our best to include security down there and keep the lights going to prevent vandalism. And that's going to be part of a Transit Museum tour next year. So it's amazing. You get so many people out there that have the ability to see these historic places while they were open. And then they think about it later on, and then they pay the Transit Museum a couple of bucks to go down and take a look at it. But that's good. That's good. Makes money for the museum. All right, Andy, let's turn it over to Abe now, KWB2PQR. How you doing, Abe? What's happening on your side of the world?
Not much. I've been off for a while. And every Thursday, I keep on thinking about coming into the net. And every Thursday, I'm doing something. I'm going to support the net. I'm listening to all of this stuff on the TV. I heard you talking about it before. Somebody was on from, 78 or whatever, so it's... you had to be tier one, so I know the feeling well. The situation out there was there back in the 70s. We're talking about laying us off. I was a vet, so the other guys would have gone first. So, but this is even this situation here is even worse. We're heading into some deep doo doo. So hopefully people will be safe down there. So. They always say gloom and doom, and then all of a sudden they find out that they have the money with their second and third pair of books. Okay, go ahead, pass it around, and I'll be in the air monitoring. WB2 PQR.
PQR, checking in.
PQR and the K2IRT group. You got WA2AXZ here. Yeah, there's always something somewhere. They keep on rattling the cages and throwing the bones against the wall. And during that MTA thing that they had on TV today, oh, you talk about gloom and doom there. I expected everyone to wear the black hoods and carry a scythe along there so they could chop people's heads off. But we just have to sit back, and the majority of the gang will ride through this. You know, one of the good things is that there's still a large amount of old-timers there. And it's just going to take one or two things to occur, and you'll have mass retirement. I was joking with the gang last week. I went to the retirement office to drop some papers off, and sat at the desk, gave the girl the papers. We filled out the papers, and then as I was leaving, I saw some information brochures. So I stopped for a second, and I'm looking through the carousel with the brochures, and the girl comes running out, asking me, "Excuse me, sir, excuse me. Did I give you your papers?" and I'm looking through my folder, and I showed him, no, I don't have the papers. Within a span of 5 minutes, they lost my paperwork, and I had to do it again. Civil service at its best, huh? So, again, this is a good hint for anybody working through civil service or doing anything with the city. Confirm, call, confirm, call, confirm. Can't trust it too much. All right, Abe, let's give it up to Phil now, KC2DXM. And, yeah, Phil, it would be great to get you that get that Wyndham up there and get you on 160, because the gang would love to have you up there. You got a great signal, guys.
B2VQ checking in.
Checking in. Hold on a second, Val. We'll turn it back up to Phil, KC2DXM.
Well, it was wonderful hearing from Pete, KP2NV, over 20 years retired, traveling, enjoying himself, a success story as far as, you know, our brethren that work for transit. Nice to hear, you know, that people aren't just shriveling up and wasting away. Hopefully, you know, our generation will become just as... have the ability, I mean, be just as able to do such things. I mean, where the economy is right now, things aren't looking very favorable, but, you know, we got to look optimistically, hopefully, for our future, too. But great hearing that somebody has been able to do that, and many good wishes to him. Enjoy yourself. Too many people here that you hear about a short time later don't, you know, really get an opportunity to enjoy employment. One of my fellow supervisors left last year, last November, December, and passed away the summer of this year. So there are, you know, good stories like Pete's, and there's also some tragic ones. And let's hope that the good stories far outweigh the tragic ones. KC2DXM.
KC2DXM, this is the K2IRT group. Well, I agree wholeheartedly. We had a couple of old-timers that retired, and sadly, they had to retire. They put almost 50-plus years on the job, only to fall ill, and now they're home and not able to do what they'd like to do. At least right now, I'm just fortunate enough to be young enough that when I make the decision, I'm just going to get out and go and pretty much do the same thing. I'm working on something for the future that if I do hang around for just an additional couple of months, I'm taking 2 months off. I was talking to the gang up in the office the other day. I have all this time coming to me, and I'm thinking of taking pretty much all of April into May. I'll stop off on the way back at Dayton, go to the Hamvention, then come home after Dayton. And just go. I've been emailing the different tourist boards, Florida, Arizona, you know, all the states in between, just to get the camping information and such, because I have a pop-up camper there. And I'm going to start mapping something out in a couple of weeks once I get all these brochures, just to get out and enjoy. That's the way to go. All right, so we'll clear with you for a second. Let's pick up Val, and then we'll keep on going down the list. KB2VEQ, we got the K2IRT group. How are you doing?
Doing well, thank you, Lovey. Exhausted. I've been working in my bathroom trying to rip out all the tiles, and now I'm put the back of board and about ready to put on new tiles. But I quit for the day. And when I looked at the time, it was about 8:30. I said, "Oh, the guys are on the net. Let me run down and say hello." And so that's where I am. But yeah, you have to be careful when you retire, because it's taken me about 5 months, and I haven't gotten my full paycheck yet, full retirement check. They only paid me 40% for the last 5 months. So I'm waiting on my retroactive to come in and the full check, which should be coming in about a month or so. So, you know, if you're going to go out like I did a full cash out, cashed out all of my time, all my sick time and everything, and vacation time, and put it in, filled up my 401, filled up my 457K for the year, and gained interest on it already. So that's one way of doing it. You know, knowing you, you got a few dollars in the bank, you could probably do it that way. But if you want to get your full check every 2 weeks, then I guess the way to do it is use up the time. Then you may change your mind. I went that way, so I don't. There was no changing minds. I had made up my mind, and mine was based on overtime too. So if I had stayed any longer, I would have been losing money. So I went out exactly on time when they started saying no more overtime. I said so long, goodbye, I'm gone. Roger, take KB2VEQ back over to ULOVI and the K2RT bunch.
Good evening, KA2KGQ.
Have KA2KDQ Rich here coming in there. Hold on, Rich. Get back to Val at KD2VEQ.
Yeah, I know what you mean. We have this one pension consultant in the transit, Mr. Mahler. I like to call him Gustav Mahler, but his name is Art. And he recommends anybody who decides to retire, the best time to do it is before May, and you also have to go the first 2 days of the month. If you go anything beyond that, it delays the payments an extra month, and then you're sitting there scratching, waiting for all these retroactive checks. So, you know, it's a good point for everybody to remember that if you are going to go, you go the first and second of the month, or before May. And it allows you to put all that money in the 401, 457. You can squirrel whatever you get away. And I don't have to worry about a lot. After my divorce, I learned that, you know, hot dogs and sauerkraut are a fine staple food. But seriously, it gets me when I see, you know, you have Johnny T and some other guys in the office bemoaning the fact that the stock market's going down, and here's good old Lobie smiling. Well, I don't have to worry about that anymore. But it's a great prospect. You know, all of us have put in so many years to do our thing, and it's just something great to look forward to, that you can finally go out and do something. Like for me, I always wanted to get out, at least get a house somewhere where I can put up a proper antenna, and then get up in the morning, have a cup of coffee, go into a nice warm Radio Shack, and just BS on the radio for the morning, at least on the 72 channel. Can't do that. No, not yet. It's going to be a little while, but I'll have to see. A lot of family obligations, so I may just retire, hang out here, but just keep on going. Do the traveling, and then use this as a home base. We'll have to see what it is. All right, Val, we'll clear with you, and now we'll pick up Rich, KA2KDQ. We got the K2RT group. How you doing, Rich?
Okay, I don't know what happened. Maybe we meter timed out. Good evening to you, Lobie, and everybody on the net. Just turned on the radio a short time ago. A little bit busy cooking dinner and cleaning up, etc., etc. I'm doing okay. I'm surviving in this cold weather. And the only thing I'll say as far, Lobie, as far as the stock market is concerned, with any shares that I may have in the stock market, I'm lucky, fortunate that what my father got me, he bought me a number of years ago, so at least it's not my money. I'm not going to cash out what I have for a long time. But be that as it may. Oh, by the way, Lobie, you know, you were speaking of World Radio, I think one or two nights ago. You know, I was listening to the ARRRO audio news last night on the 146.2 meter to the Catholic Radio Club, and apparently, from what I was hearing, CQ Magazine bought out all the rights to World Radio Magazine, so I think the December issue is probably the last one, and anybody who subscribes to World Radio, I'm one of them, will be getting in its place CQ Magazine. So figure I'd pass that along to you if you haven't heard about it.
K2KDQ,
you got the K2IRT group. Yep, I heard about it. A lot of people emailed me because I got that article in the November World Radio. I wrote a nice article on the last page there, and that very well may be the last issue, but there was one more issue that just came in just the other day, the December issue. I had my subscription for 3 or 4 years through World Radio, so they'll probably just turn it over to CQ and I'll start getting CQ. It's funny that we sit here and we've always known of CQ, but I haven't seen a CQ magazine in so many years because our backbone's been World Radio and QST all these years. So, but CQ is still around, so more power to them there. World Radio still will be published, from what I'm told, on the Internet. So apparently they'll have a CQ magazine and a subsection for World Radio, and they'll get a chance to at least keep the name active. We'll see what happens there, Rich. All right, Rich, hold on. We got to go through the list. Got a lot of check-ins today. Again, this is the K2IRT group. Let's go back to Charlie, WB2YZX. All yours, Charlie.
Hi, WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. These are Rich and Val and Aaron. Good to have you in here. And, yeah, talking about gloom and doom here, I'm just tallying up my 401k statement. And, I had 18 years yesterday, but I don't see myself retiring soon. I think I've lost about a year's pay in the stock market since this whole mess started here. So, it doesn't look good right now, but, what are you going to do? Could be worse. I could be out of work right now. Well, I could be working for General Motors, I guess. Well, not working for General Motors. So, hey, you sound very good. You were always been kind of scratching to repeat it, but you're sounding much better. I don't know if you put any work up to your antennas there or what, but anyway, good to hear you. Back to you, Lobby.
All right, WB2YZX, K2IRT group. Yeah, I know. They've had it, they had the different plans there. Quite a few of the guys kept it in the guaranteed interest of the stable value, and that seems to have held pretty good so far. But the other plans, oh my God, everyone's taking a hit. And it's a shame, too, because you got quite a few guys that did take advantage of the 401, 457 and dumped a hell of a lot into it over the years. But I can't worry about that on my side. I'll just have the regular pension and hopefully Social Security if I hit that age. We'll see what happens with that. Working for GM, huh? I think it'd be much better if you go down to Alabama and work for Toyota. With that, we'll go over to Steve, W2FBR. And see what he has to say about the world situation as it is. It's all yours, Steve.
It's up to W2AXZ with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR. Well, I tell you, God willing, I'm not going in soon. Like I said, I've got 21 completed and 14 to go. At 42 years old, I've got a bit of got a little bit of a stretch to do yet, but I can relate to what you're saying, Obi, about hot dogs and sauerkraut, and I'll leave that alone. I know we've discussed that aspect of things. But I certainly know what you mean, and you know we'll survive. I mean, I went out to. Night and actually got home early enough to get dinner and home before the net. And you know, the diner was crowded. People were all over the place. you know, people are still out. Need to do. They're still filling up the tanks with gas for their cars, and
And, you know, some of this I think is just brought on by, it's helped brought on by the media. In certain aspects I can see where people are taking a hurting, but, most folks are still, they're playing with their toys, they're buying their toys, they're doing their thing. And the thing that you have to keep in check is, don't spend more than you make. And this is a big problem. That's where a lot of us down here on the lower end, on the lower end of things, seem to forget. You know, you can only shake the money tree so much. And when the leaves are gone, you know, they're gone. So, I don't know. I guess I'm lucky, Lobi. I don't want for much, it doesn't take much to make me happy. And like I said, you and I can relate to a couple of things regarding that, especially having been through the mill and knowing what that's like. Surprised how easily you're pleased afterwards. Doesn't take much. So that's my take on things. Is God willing, we'll all ride this out, and things will, we'll just have to wait and see how things shake out. That's it. As long as things don't get too much further out of hand. But you just have to wait and see, I guess. WA2AXZ, and by the way, I'm on vacation this next week too, just like Phil. So. Maybe we'll actually get a handful of things done around here. WA2AXZ with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR.
W2FBR, you got the K2IRT group there. Yep. Talk about going through the mill. I just closed my eyes and I shudder thinking of the past, but the past is dead, thank you. That's gone now. The fact that you hear the noise in the background, at 160 meters of jumping, the gang is out there, so we'll knock on their door at the top of the hour. Let's go back over to Pete. KP2NT, Peter, so it's yours. Come on in and make one.
Oh boy, I was looking for my microphone. This is KP2NT, and I just got off the phone with Bill. He was really, really surprised, and he told me that he saw you at some retirement party or gathering not too long ago. So he passed his regards there to you. Over.
That's good. That was probably C.B. Patel. He's one of our engineers that just retired. Yeah, I see Bill frequently from time to time. Just we keep on passing. He used to do quite a few power programs in the past, but they shunted him over to some other group now, and, the way CPM is broken up, no doubt he'll be back working with us again, guys.
Yes, he said maybe next year sometime with that contract. Okay, I'm looking forward to getting that handshake. I don't know if we bumped shoulders. When I was working, I was involved with everything, signal, transportation, and the whole bit. I knew most of the guys, was involved with a lot of those projects. But I spent most of my time building those switches and installing them in the tunnel and the structure. That's when we really earned our money before Linden Shop was opened up for that type of work. We did our work in the open up there in Westchester Square Yard, but things got easy. Oh man, I could do another 25 years if we were working in Linden Shop in an enclosed area. Okay, I'm gonna pull the switch and check in with my friends on 75 meters at a net. So thanks again for the invitation, and good evening to all. And I heard that station. Oh, let's see. Someone made a comment about retirement, and I missed his call. It was KC2 something, and he enjoyed the way I'm going out. So give me his call again, please. Over.
think that was KC2 DXM Delta X-ray Mike.
Delta X-ray Mexico. Okay.
Yep.
That's the way to do it, man. Well, you can imagine when I started the job in 1953, coming back from Korea, and I decided to make it that way. Things was rough. When someone retired, I guarantee you, 6 months later, you check the bulletin board, you'll find out they're not with us. There, go ahead.
Yeah, that is only too true. That is only too true, and it's a shame. It's a shame. But, you know, we have a group in Power Department, the Old Timers Club, and I'm going to talk to the gang over there and see if they'd like to invite you all to be part of the Old Timers Club, because we have our monthly meeting at Harry O's. That's right behind J Street on Lawrence Street. And it costs a big $12 a year to join. And when we have our face-to-face meeting, we do a $15 charge. You get yourself a full dinner, all the beer and wine you can drink, and we fill up the room with a bunch of good guys. And I'm going to see if we can open up the invitation to that, because that's a great get-together for the guys. You don't really have to be an old-timer. It was called Old-Timers, and it's been in operation now since 1936. That's how old our little group is over there. And we have everybody from the young kids just coming in to the retirees in their 80s and 90s. And it's always good to see the old-timers coming in and just talking to them, just getting an idea of what it was really like in the 40s and 50s. And even have a couple of the guys stopping by, the old-timers that used to work in the old powerhouses, the old steam-driven powerhouses of the IRT and the BMT. And that was a job worth having, and definitely a lot of good memories on that. Pete, listen, you have a great night. It's great talking to you again. And we'll probably chat with you. If you can email us, we'll find out if we're going to have our face-to-face on, I think it's December 4th or December 5th. We'll get the date straightened out there. So we're clear with Pete. We'll bring it over to Abe now. WB2PQR. Abe, same thing for you. If we have our face-to-face get-together, come on in and join us. Go ahead.
Oh, very good. WB2AZX, AXC, K2IRT repeater, courtesy W2CMA, WB2PQR. Very good to all. Yeah, January will make my 2-year anniversary of being retired, but in actuality, I took 30 days. I booked my two vacations, one next to the other. I couldn't do it. So I ended up actually leaving later, but I had a lot of time off. So it worked out beautifully. As you know, I don't even want to say get into all of this situation with everything. We all know what it is. We can all give our 2 cents in. Everybody who is retired now has their pensions, which is good. So if you don't have to have your 457 or 401, you're better off. We're all taking a beat, but at least we know we got that coming to us. And Robbie, I wanted to ask you, you were on the Intrepid. I don't know if the other times that are you doing anything on the Intrepid? We, years and years and years ago, when they first moved it in, we were making a radio station inside one of the rooms, but then another club took it over. So I'll send it back to you and you can pass it on. And Charlie, still the antenna situation right now, we're doing what you do. We got an antenna on the radiator, just radiating from there. So I'll send it back to the group, WB2PQR, WB2AZX.
Alright, Dave, WB2PQR, the K2IRT group. I was working with WA3KUY, fellow's name is Norm. And Norm and Bill Baker. Bill Baker was the president of Channel 13. He's the fellow that was always on with the bow tie and the mustache asking for asking for money to keep the TV station going. Bill Baker was part of that club over there. Bill is still part of the Intrepid Association, but he hasn't done much with the radio room at all. And this is something that Norm and I and a couple other guys are trying to resurrect. The radio room is still there. Bill had his own radio room with his own private equipment in there, and I'm told that he moved that now because he retired from Channel 13, and he's up in Connecticut. He went home to Connecticut, so he's not spending too much space time in New York City. We'll have to see. We'll have to see. I'll talk to Norm and find out how far we're going to do it. We brought the Intrepid in on October 2nd. We parked it on the Hudson River. The gang had a great time bringing it in, a historic day. And then, sadly, I was invited to be there when President Bush and all the dignitaries were there. But the last week there, I had a death in the family, and I had to do a few odds and ends, and I couldn't be there. It would have been nice, but, you know, like everything else, you have ham radio, but family comes first, and definitely I had to take care of a few things. But, as I said, the Intrepid's an impressive ship, and even if you have a chance to go and not even worry about the radio, you really enjoy the artifacts and the exhibits they put on there now. Back to you, Abe, one more time.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, that was my birthday. I ended up having to do something. I was going to call you up and ask if I can go join you, but things didn't work out there either. But I'm sure that was very, very, very entertaining. In fact, we started when they first came in to have an escalator there. Forget about the elevator. They had an escalator there. And what they had is they locked it down, so they put cable around the axles so, you know, it wouldn't go into reverse when people went up and down. So somebody started it up and wrecked it, so I was thinking about, you know, trying to get it resurrected, put their escalator back into shape again, but then other things happened and it never got around to it. We started cleaning one of the rooms, and it was very, very impressive. I want to go back there again and take a whole day tour where I did before, and things, I'm sure, have changed. It's a very, very impressive ship. And now with all the other artifacts, you might say, I was on the South Channel Bridge when they had the Concorde go through it and under it, which was very, very interesting also. Okay, very good. Somebody just came in the house. I'll try and get into the repeater more often and rag chew with everybody. So I want to have permission to leave the net, and I will send it back to you. WA2AXZ, WB2PQR.
Sounds good, eh? Well, you know, the door is always open to you and everybody to join us on K2IRT there. You have a great Thanksgiving, and hopefully we'll see you when we get our face-to-face in December there. We're clear with Abe. We'll go over to Val, KB2VEQ. Come on in, Val.
Thank you, Lobby. This is KB2VEQ. I just wanted to say 73 to all, and to all, have a happy Thanksgiving. And I will keep in touch with the group, and looking forward to that face-to-face. I'm sure we'll have a great time, especially off the property for the first meeting. Okay, so good night to all. Good night to K2RT Net, and this is KB2BEQ signing off, saying 73, and back to Net Control.
All right, now, you have a great Thanksgiving, you, the entire family, and enjoy, and definitely we'll all get together again and have a little fun there. With that, we'll go over to Rich, and then we'll just open it up if anyone else has anything to say. KA2KDQ, we got the K2RT group.
Okay, this is KA2KDQ. Yeah, I'm basically, speaking of Intrepid, what Abe was referring to earlier was a number of years ago, King County Radio Club was trying to set up a station in Intrepid. And I remember there was a problem still in charge of Intrepid, so to make a long story short, I had passes the aftermath club. I was kind of took that
Thanksgiving. The holidays are coming, and the big thing is you have to spend it with the family. Remember, family comes first, ham radio comes second there. Right now, I'm just going to sit back for a second. If anyone else has anything to say before we put a lid on it for the night, you got the K2IRT group.
Well, I just want to say what Pete was saying about, you know, my comments. He started working for Transit when it was actually just starting to be known as the Transit Authority, and he started when the same year that I was born, 1953. So like I said, more power to him. As far as the whys and the wheres, I guess if you retire, I mean, and you've come to an understanding that you might want to relocate. I mean, I lived in Brooklyn most of my life, but I've been living in Orange County, New York now for, the past 18 years. I moved there in 1990, so maybe, you know, if you don't have the ties you once had, like basically I don't, you know, a move or a change in plans might be nice. Other than that, let me let everybody know. Have a wonderful, safe, and happy Thanksgiving. And we'll talk again some other time, probably in 2 weeks. This is KC2DXM saying 73 to everybody, and I'll be pulling the switch.
I agree. Excuse me, KC2DXM, WA2AXZ, and the K2IRD group. Yeah, well, like I said, all these decisions have to be made. I've got two daughters, one in Long Island, one in Brooklyn. I've got a sister and her three daughters over in Staten Island. I'd like to just get out to Pennsylvania. My heart has always been out there. I've loved it. And as I said, it gets close, but you have to sit and make a decision that's right for you and the family. And that's something that I'll have to do in a couple of weeks, couple of months. We'll see what happens. All right, we'll clear with Phil. If anyone else wants to say anything, I'll put a lid on it for today, and what I'll do is I'm taking a 5-minute break, and if anyone has 160 meter capability, come on up to 1871 for a chat. And listen, guys, on Thanksgiving Day, the 72 Rancho group is going to be on from 8 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon. And I'm going to have the afternoon shift, I think, from 1 to 2. So if you're not doing anything during the day, or you want to take a break from the family or take a break from the turkey, pop down to 40 meters, 7272, and join in the group down there. That's it from Lobby, WA2AXZ. One more time, if anyone else has anything to say, and then we'll close it up.
73 KF2WR.
Be good, Andy.
Meyer.
Yeah, Phil, if you're still listening, look me up on QIZ.com and shoot me an email. This is W2FBR. And everyone have a happy Thanksgiving. And Lobi, I'll either catch you on the landline or catch you on 160. Everyone have a good night.
Sounds good, Dave. We'll probably catch you on 160. I'll be in the office pretty much most of the morning there. Anybody else? Charlie, YZX? Anything? Again, I want to thank everyone at the repeater for allowing us the use of the repeater for this hour, and K2IRT is usually heard every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock, and anything is fair game on the table, from railroads to retirement today. Have a good group of guys out here, and you definitely don't have to be a member of K2IRT to join in the conversation. If anyone's looking for more information about K2IRT and the Transit Radio Club, check out K2IRT on the QRZ webpage, K2IRT on QRZ, and you've got our contact information and other goodies about the K2IRT group. With that, I want to thank everybody for coming by. I'm wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Go and enjoy it with the family, as I always say. And this is WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group. I'll be QSYing down, or is that up, to 160 meters. Nighty-night, guys.